Band class for many students has sounded a lot different over the past year and a half, in part because playing online together doesn't work very well, as you may have discovered if you've tried singing Happy Birthday in an online gathering. For many teachers, including our next guest, that has meant you had to get really creative and maybe get some more audio editing skills, too. Ben Zaber teaches band and orchestra at Rufus King High School in Milwaukee. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
I understand you just had your first in-person real performance with your students since March of last year for homecoming. How did it feel after so long?
Oh, it felt fantastic, yeah. Thursday was our homecoming. It was our first live performance since March 7th of 2020. So it's been a really long time, and it felt great to get out there and do it again with the students.
Well, I got to say, as a band kid myself back in the day, that was one of the first things I thought of when schools went virtual was, how hard is it going to be to do band class? Can you share some of the challenges, the many challenges that you've had?
Oh, it was just so hard. Like you said, it's absolutely impossible to have more than one student playing at once because there's just like there's latency no matter which video chat program you're using. So it's impossible to actually play together. And we didn't have a mandate that students had to have their camera on, so it was hard to even, like, have the feeling that you were playing together sometimes because, you know, like, I didn't know what all the students were doing and they didn't know what each other were doing. So we tried to find creative ways to make it work. You know, I would have different students lead the ensemble through so we'd get to hear different parts. It would work if they put a metronome, like if the students put a metronome on and played along, so we would jump around like that. Just a lot of creative things that we had to do.
Yeah, and part of the fun of a music class is making music together in the same place. Were you worried? Did you lose some students who said, you know, this isn't doing it for me?
Yeah, we did. We did lose a number of students, and that's not usually an issue in our program here at King. Normally, we retain pretty much everyone, but we lost a decent number of students just not coming back. And I think it was the year and a half online that really ruined it for them because. Like you're completely right that it's the camaraderie and the spirit of community that's a large part of these high school ensembles.
And a part of what you learn in a band class is the first year students learn from the seniors and so on. Have you had some institutional memory lost along the way?
Oh boy, have we lost some institutional memory! I think every day this fall we learned something else that we had lost. Like I just figured out at the start of last week, I'm like, you guys are doing the roll-off wrong for the start of each song for marching band. Like, why aren't you guys doing the roll-off right? And then it hits me, like, wait, none of them know how to do a roll-off anymore. And it was so many little things like that. And then, you know, on top of it, with marching band, you really are reliant on the upperclassmen to be your leaders. But the upperclassmen are, you know, they were sophomores when we walked out of the building. So I've put a lot of weight on the shoulders of students who really just aren't as experienced as, you know, what I'm used to having. But I'll tell you, they certainly stepped up.
Well, I saw some videos, including that homecoming performance. But also you managed, I think, to stitch together some performance. You had the students record on their own and tried to work some audio editing miracles.
Oh, yeah. Let me first say that is not exactly as satisfying as performing in person, either for me or for the kids. But it was kind of all I could. You know, as band directors, we're kind of product focused, you know, like we want something to happen at the end of what we're doing. And so that's all I could think of. And so the kids would record themselves on their phones, playing along with headphones on, playing along with like a backing track. And then they'd submit the videos to me and I'd stitch them together. And so I keep telling the kids now that we're back in person, the one thing that I miss about the pandemic is that I could fix all their errors.
Well,
I would just edit them out.
So you are back in person with students now, right?
Yep, fully in person.
All right. Are you starting to see things coming together again? It's going to be a long road, I imagine, but what kind of bright spots? I hope there are bright spots that you're seeing.
Oh, there are definitely bright spots. You know, sort of each day we get a little better at what we're doing. And like I said, last week, doing homecoming felt pretty normal again, you know. And so there have been a number of those moments over the last few weeks where it's been like, okay, this feels like what King used to feel like, and I'm glad we're back.
Can you give some encouragement to anybody listening anywhere to stick with band or get back into it or encourage their kid back into it or, heck, grown-ups? pick up that instrument again. What do we get out of these programs?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, you get a way to express yourself, certainly in a different way than you do the rest of the day, whether you're a student or you're an adult. And if you're an adult, there is certainly, wherever you live, I guarantee you, there are community ensembles out there that you can join. You know, and then it also, like, it works for kids, it works your brain in a different way. And I think that's a very important thing for students, you know, like the marching band for homecoming, I make the kids memorize the music. And that's not something that is valued in a lot of education anymore, memorizing things. And so I think that that's incredibly valuable. So I would say to any students who, you know, if you sort of lost your spirit during the last year and a half, that it's not too late to come back. And that all of us as directors would love to have you back.
Well, Ben, I enjoyed watching the videos you had up. Might have gotten something in my eye during them. I don't remember. Best of luck to you and your squad.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time today.
That's Ben Zaber. He teaches band and orchestra at Rufus King High School in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about what band class looked and sounded like since the start of the pandemic.